That was a bit of White Lung, song called Sing Dat, from the album Sorry, their latest album, but felt like it came out a long time ago. It's a fantastic album, great people, should be, so go check them out. I think they're coming back in town very soon, or maybe they're back in town already. Before that, Nanan, Dredge is the name of the song, and also some Shearing Pinks, some Inherent Vices, and etc., etc. You are still listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and it's now time to kick in to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Mormon Crosses.
We'll be right back. I can't wait to be seen. I'm bleeding from her nightmare. It's always the same. Slowly through the street, no girl chance to wait. I caught up all those people who ran away. Stars, the thing.
Live on CITR. Thank you, guys. It sounded awesome.
Thanks, man.
I actually don't know too much about this band. I know that it's sort of, I've seen you guys before, but...
Where'd you see us?
At Pet's Pub, at part of Junkyard.
Cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. You guys want to talk about what happened?
Like, how long have you been around?
4 months, I think, maybe. Yeah. Like, I think we started playing, like, me and Bryce started playing on, like, July 4th, I think.
July 4th?
Yeah.
You know exactly which, I guess it would be a 4th, yeah, okay.
Well, Independence Day. Yeah, there was thought behind it.
Right.
And then Casey joined in the end of July, and then so, yeah. I think we started playing shows in when?
End of August.
End of August, yeah.
End of August. I think you played like an art gallery show that I've heard a lot about.
Oh, the Shutter Gallery?
Yeah, I think
that was our first performance.
All right, right. No, you guys are right. Keep hearing a lot about it. Although a lot of people forgot the name of the band. So like, I saw this awesome band.
Zoo played that show, and Kelly played that show.
KXT.
Yeah.
Olivia
Meek. I'm pretty sure they're talking about you, though. actually, Mormon Cross is the only thing I know about Mormon. I saw, well, there's Mitt Romney. There is the thing that...
Who's that?
Exactly. Mormons don't...
Clint Romney?
Yeah. they don't...
Didn't he shoot his, like, best friend? Or no, that was...
That's
the guy that was ashamed of his daughter.
Yes. The ex-vice president.
Oh.
Which for some... I can't believe I actually forgot his name. Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, Mormons... I actually found out that... It's a recent thing that I found out that they don't wear crosses or they don't have crosses.
Oh, really?
That just makes sense to me. Now, I don't really pay attention to any of it. I saw the play Book of Mormons or the musical.
Oh, where?
I saw that in New York, actually. It was actually pretty funny.
Wow.
It was good. I don't know. That's all my contribution to the Mormon Lord. No? Anything to add to it? No?
Yeah. I mean... No, probably not. I don't know.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot need to be said.
No.
And
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for playing. I think, Jesse, you have played on this show one form or another more than anybody else.
Jay Arner, as if.
No, oh, wait, we, no, I, no, no, no. I was just talking to Irene. I think you've... Jay Arner has been here longer because he was here for all 24 hours of Radio Hell and sort of talked a lot. But I feel like you played more because you've.
Man, this is like my favorite place in the world.
Perfect. And we have people that played a lot, but I think you beat, Jay Arner more than Julie Doran. She played three times.
Thanks, everybody.
And it's good. It's nice to have you.
Sorry.
Well, actually, you win a brand old couch. He's like, I'll take it.
Does Sean come with it?
Yes. thank you very much for coming all these years.
Yeah, no problem.
And, bringing up bands and such.
Is there a show on November 17th, the CITR?
Yes.
Like 75th there anniversary
is this,
or
something? Yes, it's 70. CITR has been around for 75 years. We are doing a show with tons of bands, including a band called Channels 3 and 4, I believe. Is that confirmed? Which I think you
I
might
don't know.
Play for.
Sarah just said something about it.
Yeah.
I honestly really didn't know that CITR was around for 75 years.
It started on like inlined. FM amazing. Was only for so many years, but 75 years ago, like it was broadcast in the lunchroom at UBC or something like that. It's been 75 years. So there's a big celebration at
I know where it is. Chapel Arts.
Chapel Arts, yes. Chapel Arts. Today, just my brain ran dead. Yeah, Chapel Arts. It's on Saturday. Everyone check it out. Tons
How many
of
bands are playing it?
About like six, I believe.
Cool.
It's like Lisa Marr from Cub.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, Cub was like one of the first bands I ever saw.
Yeah, so she's
like
going to do...
12 years old.
Yeah, I think she's going to do sort of a Cub sing-along of sorts.
Whoa,
cool. there's a lot of other bands on the bill. Fine Mist, which hasn't played in about a year. So it'll be a nice mix of music.
Shocker.
But Channels 3 and 4 should be a lot of fun.
Cool.
All right, enough about other bands.
Should we play?
Yeah, Mormon crosses on CITR. You guys got shows coming up or anything?
Yeah, we...
The ninth?
Yeah, we just... Funkies. Yeah. Well, we just played two nights ago with No Babies and Shearing Pinks at the Zoo Shop. And then we're playing on the 9th at the Funky Winker Beans with Burnside, Inherent Vices, and
New Values
Village. And Village. And then we're playing on the 10th at the Zoo Shop with Cowards and
Keep Tidy.
And then we are playing on
November
25th. First at the Astoria for
Sonic Youth Dance Party.
Sonic Youth Dance Party, hosted by Nick from Shearing Pinks
with Diane.
Awesome.
The best new band in the city.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic.
Mel Z, Ben, Kate. It's good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I saw them play with Channels 3 and 4 at the Sioux Shop. It's a great show. All right. Now back to more Mormon crosses on CITR.
This song we'll dedicate it to Bill and Graham.
Thank you. praying for her family that she wished for her last birthday tonight. talk too much. You know it's clear, but you say you know what you did
Mormon Crosses live on CITR. That sounded great. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. The website, Mormon Crosses Bandcamp. I think you have one.
Yeah.
So you can, there's a
couple demos on there.
Couple demos. Fantastic. And shows coming up.
Galore.
Tons of shows. Yeah. Rewind, if you listen to the podcast, you'll find out where the shows are. Are you guys going to check out any of the Halloween cover shows? Seems to be a lot of those going on.
No, probably not.
No? All right.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Ben?
Yeah.
Next week, could Hole in My Head come play? They asked me to ask before I came.
Next week, we're doing something interesting with... I think people are coming in to try to figure out how to do sound, so that might or might not work. I might have to talk to you off the air, because I think next week, we actually a bunch of volunteers are coming in, and Irene is going to show them how to do sound, and having a band might actually be bad. So we'll discuss this off the air.
They're a really, really good band.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Well, I mean, if not next week, they have to play only, they can only do it next week and not the week
no,
after?
No, they can do it whenever.
Yeah, well, so after, maybe not next week, but okay. Future times.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, once again, thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah. Thanks.
Best luck in the world, and happy Halloween, and I don't know. And have a good weekend. I'd like to thank Irene for sound support. And Mormon Crosses, you can listen to this again on the internet, on the podcast, forever and forever. Coming up next should be Ochre and Funk My Life.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
Down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
It's your song.
step along, sing your song, and you're slithering up to me, and you're so close, I just wanna touch you, and sing your song, and you don't know what's going on, but you wanna me to come along as you sing your song, you're fucking with me as you slither up to me. Your lips are slipping, twisting at my insides, and sing along, you're just a swinging man, isn't your swinging song, and now I don't know what you want, but you're looking at me, and you're falling on the ground, and you're twisting around, fucking with my mind, and I don't know what's going on. Swing your song, twist your lungs, you slither up to me, and it's gotta be, and I don't know what you wanna do, and you're looking at me, and your big dark eyes, and you're rubbing your body, twisting. Rippling truths. The eye of the throne. Cracking hollow earths.
Love to support local short film? Come out to the Vancouver Short Film Festival at the Van City Theatre on October 26th and 27th. Check out the special screenings of award-winning hometown favorites and 19 amazing local short films up for awards. Talk to three industry leaders at the panel, an animation workshop, and a family program presented by the NFB, which are all free for the whole family. You can also celebrate at the after parties free with the purchase of a ticket or pass. For Vancouver Short Film Festival info and tickets, visit vsff.com.
Slight bowel movements preceded the bloodless queue. Though no one must know it, I am at fault. I introduced Reginald J. Trump.